Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is your guy, Larry, and you just tuned into Larry's Bobcast. How you guys doing today? How are you having a wonderful day or a wonderful week? I'm so happy that you've tuned in. Listen, man, this is still the beginning of January, brand new year, 2022. Are you anticipating what God is going to be doing throughout the year? I think I mentioned in my first, my first episode of the year, kind of a more of a quiet start to the year for me. I know that I've been quite busy, but my question to you is, what are you looking forward to in this year, in 2022? Are you looking for more of God's blessings in your life, or maybe more closer direction, a closer walk with the Lord? Just a lot of things that wondering if you're looking forward to some of those things that could be happening for you personally. Me personally, I cannot wait to see what God is going to do. I think that there's so much to God that I can't pinpoint all the stuff that I know that he can and will do in my life. So I think one of my prayers for this year, for 2022, is still a closer walk with him, continued journey. And I always like to think of my life as a journey, because through this walk, you discover things, not only, first of all, about yourself, self-improvement. I know that the world always likes to talk about self-improving, whether it's exercise, whether it's dropping old habits or bad habits that you may have or had, things like that. And I believe in self-improvement too, but I also believe in self-improvement through a more closer spiritual walk with the Lord. And that might be some of your goals for this year. And yes, I did say the word goals. I don't think I don't think it's a problem having goals. I think that everyone should have some kind of goal in life as to, you know, a sticking point or a target of where you want to be, whether it be from the month of January to the end of the year. And yes, they even call them resolutions and whatnot. But I feel like in the year of 2022, just like any other year, it's a time for reflection and a time of taking inventory of the things that you've encountered in the previous year, and making improvements or letting go some things, or allowing yourself to move forward in whatever direction that you're headed. And I really, you know, one of the things that I've always begin to understand in my life is to always concentrate on moving forward. Moving forward could mean various things to people, but for me, it means moving forward to the next thing, the next step toward what it is that you're trying to do. And moving forward also means that there's a Bible verse that I remember where Paul talks about forgetting those things which are behind me, but I press forward toward the mark of the high calling, which is also in Christ Jesus. And so that's one of the things that I've always said to myself, is that I no longer want to hold myself back to things that I've either said or done, or things that I've encountered, or what other people have done to me, or have not done, or whatever the case might be. Even if it's on a negative, even the positive things, the things that you enjoyed, the things that you were a part of, the things that was goals and that you've achieved those goals. You know, it's always good to celebrate those moments, but then after that, then to continue to move forward to something else. And I've also, you know, this is also the stories that we read in the Bible about in the Old Testament, you know, how we go from, say, from the book of Genesis, and in Genesis we're talking about Noah, and then from Noah begins to talk about say Moses, and from Moses or Abraham actually I'm sorry Abraham to Isaac and Jacob, and all those characters that we read, all those people that we read in the Bible, and then Moses, and then it continues on. There is a continuation that has to go on. Life is a continuum, and it never stops, it never changes. It always is moving forward. It's always kind of building off of each other. And also, that's the same way with history. History, we learn from it. That's what history is. We learn from the past. We learn from the events and the situations that happened in the past and moving forward. And so I think that without getting specific about any one goal or any one resolution, I would have to really say that I think that the safe thing to always do is always say, God, you know, help me to get closer to whatever it is that your goal is, or whatever your thing is. Remember this. I feel like I don't think God has a problem with goals, but I also feel like he, you know, allow God to always be one of the biggest factors in your goals, you know, whether it's, you know, like I said, getting closer to him. Remember this. God knows the path in front of you. He knows the path ahead of you. He knows exactly the ins and outs. He knows the lefts and rights like a GPS. He knows, you know, what direction that you need to take, and what is dangerous for you, what you need to proceed with caution on certain things. And God knows all these things because he's God, because he knows the beginning and the end. He is the Alpha and Omega. It is so important that we have to lean more on him and his direction and his guidance. So just something to really think about going into this new year. For this podcast, I definitely have some things that, you know, the Lord has been really dealing with me on, and wanted to share these things with you all, my listening audience. And so, again, as always, I want to thank every single last one of you that have always been tuning in and checking me out and checking out this little podcast. You know, there's so many podcasts out there that you can listen to, but I appreciate just the time that you take to kind of take a listen to it. And I really appreciate it. Any kind of feedback, you know, I love the feedback that I'm getting. I'm also loving the encouraging words, and also just everything that I've been getting. So again, just wanted to let you know, God bless you all. We're going to get right into this podcast, and we're going to continue on with a devotion that I was doing in December, which is more of a Christmas devotion, but I want to continue it on because I never got a chance to finish it out. So we're going to get into what you call day 3 of Merry and Bright, and we're going to go ahead and get right into that, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. But I'll be talking to you in a little bit. Stay tuned for this next break, and I'll be coming right back. All right. So welcome back. So let's get right into it. This is the devotional that I'm reading called Merry and Bright, Celebrating Christmas Every Day. And yes, you're not like, wait a minute, isn't it Christmas over? Well, listen, the key thing that I will say about this is celebrating Christmas every day. Okay. And we just had Christmas. Christmas has already came and gone. At least Christmas of 2021. We still will be encountering Christmas of 2022. And some of you will know that Christmas is definitely one of my favorite times of the year. It is my favorite season of the year. And so I wanted to kind of finish this devotion. And with all these celebrations and the events and the, you know, the holiday things that all of us have been involved with or probably have been, and with New Year's and stuff like that, Definitely got a little busy, so I wasn't able to get around to recording and finishing off this devotion. But guess what? God's word is seasonal. It's not just seasonal, but it's every day of the year. So we can always learn from whatever it is, whatever themed it is. So let's get right into it. So the devotional and the title of this one is called "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year." It says, "I wish we could put up some of the Christmas spirit in jars and open a jar of it every month." And this is a quote by Harlan Miller. Now it says, "At Christmas, we're usually just a little softer than we are the rest of the year. We smile a little bit more, laugh a little bit more, and show kindness a little more. We let people come into our lane and on the highway. We drop some money into a bucket outside of a store. We say nice things to people that may tend to annoy us because, well, it's just Christmas. But once December 25th has come and gone, we pack up the decorations and gifts and tuck them away with the Christmas spirit. You know, the Christmas spirit that led us to be a little bit more patient, give a little bit more money, and speak a little bit more kindly. For many people, Christmas is a wonderful time of year. It's easier for us to be loving and kind during the season because it's such a short time in the year. We think, I can ignore this one thing. It's Christmas after all. To think that we can act this way year round seems like an impossibility. But if we could see people through the different lens and just treat people the way we want to be treated, we can make this our reality. Now, Pastor Craig Groeschel says, "We judge others, people, by their actions, but we judge ourselves by our intentions. What if instead of assuming the worst in others, we assume the best? What if we give others the benefit of the doubt in their actions toward us? Now, even at Christmas, people are still imperfect and will occasionally offend us. But if we could understand that everyone's hurting because of something, that we all need a little extra kindness to extend it toward us. That woman who seemed inconsiderate and cut you off at the store, maybe her world just fell apart because she miscarried. The kid who won't quit acting up in the classroom disturbing others, maybe his parents are divorcing and he doesn't know how to plan or how to handle his pain. The pastor who didn't visit with you enough in the church lobby, maybe his private world is paralyzing him due to a wayward daughter. We can't assume what people intend. We can't assume that they'll always live to our expectations. Let's offer the same grace that we want offered to us, not just during a fun season of celebrating, but for the entire year." Now, here's some questions to reflect on. Do you find yourself being extra kind during the Christmas holiday season? Or do you feel that you're consistently steady in this area? And what do you need to do to continually treat people kindly day in and day out? You know, that is a good question. And those are good questions to reflect on. Think about it. We should not just be kind and courteous because it's Christmas. Okay? Right now, we're in January. Yes, you know, things are back to normal. Maybe the abbreviated week or work week is now a full week, 5 days a week, maybe sometimes six. All depends on what type of job you have. Listen, we're going back to our daily lives. We're going back to the store. We're going to the grocery stores, the department stores. We're running errands to the bank or wherever we have to go. We have meetings, back to having meetings and things like that. Listen, just because we're back to normal doesn't mean that we have to stop being the way we were during Christmas. Listen, if you are a person that is really trying to do better, really trying to improve yourself, maybe you're not trying to react to, say, someone cutting you off like you normally would. You're trying to do better. And you know what? A lot of times, and I will say this, a lot of times we in and of ourselves, it's hard for us to try to just muster up the strength to not just go off on somebody, right? Maybe you're the type of person that somebody get on your nerves so much that you really ready to snap. And instead, you know, you've done good, but there's times where all it takes is that one person to say something, or maybe you're at that 99th point. And then all of a sudden that person 100th time did the very thing that you don't want them to do. Let me encourage you right now. God is a God with full control. A lot of times when you know within yourself that you're this way, dig in deep with God. Like have that one-on-one moment. Have that confessional and just tell God, this is how I feel. This is how I'm feeling. People get on my nerves. Look, people are irritating me to the point where I want to cuss them out. Okay. But ask him to help you. Ask him to help you with maintain your composure. And yes, he will. Yes, patience is hard sometimes, but you know what? God is a God of patience, and God is a God of endurance, and he's your father. He's my father. He'll help you get through any circumstance and situation, even if it's your personality. If you are the person that need help and you want to improve yourself, just ask God. Ask him, help me. Help me be a better man or a woman. Help me not to be so quick-tempered. Help me not to be so quick to react in such a way that maybe my outlook on what people are saying or doing is wrong. One of the good things that I will definitely say is God is a God of just transforming you. A lot of times, you know, we get into the situations or the discussions or situations that may happen, whether in our family, sometimes on our homes, sometimes at a family event even. Sometimes things just erupt in such a bad way. And a lot of times we need to get back and get to maybe self-evaluating. What did I say? What did happen? How did it get to this place? Are we at a point place now where we're no longer communicating? Listen, if this bothers you, if this is something that is really bothering your heart, pray about it. Bring that situation to God and say, look, I'm very upset about how my sister and my brother are not communicating with me. Maybe my children, maybe it's my spouse, or maybe someone else in the family. Maybe you had a falling out. But get this, we have to get to a place where we have to allow God in every situation, in every circumstance, and allow him to not only you pray for that person, but definitely the whole intended goal is to pray for yourself and ask God to show you what it is that he sees. Now, this also says you may not know or may not like what God has to say, but remember this, when you pray to God, you're opening up a level of communication with him so that he can be honest with you. He can share with you, look, this is what you need to do, or this is what you need to realize about yourself. And these are the areas that I want to help you, and I want to bring that out of you so that you can be a better man or woman. It's hard sometimes. It's hard to admit that you're wrong. It's hard that to admit that you are at fault with something. But ask God to help you, whether it's pride, whether it's arrogance, whether it's just that selfishness that you may have, whatever it is. And listen, there is no judgment about it, because guess what? All of us fall short. All of us are not perfect. We're all not perfect. There's not a perfect man or woman on the face of the earth. Not even the person that you're dealing with. Listen, God is the one that he's going to help develop you. Let him transform you. Let him mold you into that person. Don't be the type of person that just is kind and thoughtful just on a holiday. But be like that every day of the year, every month of the year, right? We want, the goal is, whether it's for 2022 or beyond, we want to get closer to the Lord. We need to be more like him. We need to have an attitude the way he has, the way God has. God is never shaken and never stirred. But at the same time, you know, we're human, and no, we're not like God. But the goal is for us to for God to help us to be more like him. We all of us, including myself, are a work in progress. We sometimes slip up, fall, sometimes get back into the same rut, same routine. But ask God to bring you to the place where you're fully committed to him, fully committed to his ways, and watch him grow you. Instead of asking for material things, ask him to build your character in a godly character. You want to be humble. You want to be kind, but you want to be genuine about it. You don't want to be fake. You don't want to just smile and really inside, you're really kind of like, I don't really like that person. And some of you say, well, I'm just being real. And being real is okay. That's being authentic. But ask him if being real or being authentic is causing people to hurt all around you, or you hurting people, then you might want to ask him, how can I be the way I am but not hurt people? Because the attitude should be, I want to emulate Christ. I want to emulate more of God's character, and I want to be more like him. In other words, I just want to be a better person. How people see you, it's going to be totally up to them. But at the same time, make sure that you're doing everything you can to be more like the Lord in your life. Hey, listen, I got a little bit more to share. I got three more verses that I want to read to you, and then we'll go ahead and we'll take off. All right. Hey guys, this is your guy Larry. How you guys doing today? Just a little bit of a break in between episodes or segments. I wanted to, first of all, thank you again for all of you that have been listening and following me on this podcast journey. Yes, it's been a journey from the time that I first started recording, which was formerly Black Nerds Biblecast, to Larry's Biblecast. And God has really been doing some wonderful and awesome things in my life, in my life of myself, and also in the life of the podcast as it's been growing. So first of all, I just want to really thank you so much for just your listener support and things like that. And entering into a brand new year of 2022, I'm so excited about where things will go with us from here. Also, obviously, where God is going to be leading us. So again, just want to thank you, want to appreciate you for everything that you're doing. Now, the last thing I want to mention is some of you have also reached out to find out how can you all support this podcast. Yes, I've never really thought about getting the support that I needed. I enjoy doing this as a hobby. I enjoy just recording and also spreading the gospel, and that's the main thing. So for some of you that desire that, and maybe God has put it on your heart to sow into this to this podcast, I really greatly appreciate it. I haven't thought of any amount, and really there's really no specific amount that I've come up with. So again, that's all only left up to you, the listener. If you decide that you would like to sow into this podcast, I greatly appreciate it. Whatever God puts on your heart to do, I am so happy to do that. Where this will go is that just to continue the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and just help to expand this effort, this ministry. I guess you want to call it a ministry now. So I'm just excited about that and where you can go. So at the end of the broadcast or the podcast, as you're listening to, always look into the description. Look in the description. There's a link there to my Cash App, and you can actually go ahead and donate whatever amount. Again, whatever God has put on your heart to do, I greatly appreciate it. Look into the description, click on the link. It will go directly to the Cash App, and your donation will go toward advancing the gospel and gospel for the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Amen. So again, thank you so very much for just you listening, for you just being a part of this listening audience and the journey that continues on with Larry's Biblecast. Now get back to listening to some more of this awesome episode. All right, so welcome back. So I got three verses that I want to leave with you to think about according to this devotion. Now, the first one is going to be out of Proverbs chapter 11, verse 17. It simply says this: your kindness will reward you, but your cruelty will destroy you. This is a very, very powerful verse and a very good verse to think on. It simply tells you just what it says. If you're kind, you know what? Your own kindness will reward you, but your cruelty will destroy you. Which kind of person are you? Are you trying to, or what are you striving to be? Are you striving to be a kind person or a cruel person? Because the Bible clearly tells us that kindness will reward you. Do you want to be rewarded? Of course, a lot of us want to be rewarded, right? But this is really good, because when you're kind toward people, guess what? Maybe somebody in a day that you may have, or a time that you may be in a place, you need kindness done to you. I know there's something where I remember a saying where it says that treat others the way you want to be treated. And that's been a saying throughout time, at least throughout the time that I've been alive. My mother used to tell me that, treat others the way you want to be treated. Now, I don't know whether this came out of the Bible. I don't think it did, but the concept is there. And so you want to make sure that you're trying to show kindness, not just so that you can get a reward, but it comes naturally when it's rewarded to you anyway. The cruelty is something that you want to be careful of, because if you're cruel to someone, if you're cruel to people that you come in contact with, eventually that also will destroy you and it will come back to you. In other words, people call it karma. People call it sowing and reaping. People call it, you know, just coming back around to you, whatever it is, whatever term that you like to use. But you want to make sure that you're not sowing in seeds of cruelty, seeds of hate, seeds of just destruction or just being mean, outright mean to people. Because guess what? The way you react to people, the way you treat people is always sometimes will come right back to you some kind of way. Sometimes you may wonder why things are not working out in your life. It's because it's the energy you put out. The energy that you put out, guess what? You get that same energy back. And the same thing it is when it comes to kindness. It works either way. whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. When you treat people cruel, guess what? It comes back to you that way. When you treat people kind, it still comes back to you in a good way. So you got to be careful. Whatever it is that you want in return, then you make sure you put it out. Yes, sometimes we may be doing kind to people or being kind to people or good to people, and it's not coming back to us. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's because as a result of you being kind. Some people feel that way. I know people that feel that way, that says, man, I'm tired of being nice. I'm tired of being kind, and I'm not getting it back. But keep being kind. Never be wary of doing the right thing, even if it hurts, even if you don't get back the same type of kindness or same type of kindness toward people that you would normally get. Never stop, because guess what? God sees exactly what you're doing. He knows exactly how you're being treated, even if you're being treated mean. He also sees you if you're treated wrong. Remember, we just came out of Christmas, and I know Santa Claus is really like a fictional character. Maybe there was historically a Saint Nick or whatever, from what I hear. But that reminds me of the song when they always say that, you know, he sees you when you sleep in, when he sees you when you're awake, and knows whether you've been bad or good, right? Well, guess what? We may not understand or really believe in Santa Claus, and which I really don't, but God does. And God sees everything, whether you're good or bad. He knows exactly what you're doing at all times. Isn't it important to you about what God thinks anyway? And I say that because, again, like we talked about in the last segment, our goal is to be the best version of ourselves, not the worst, not what we think other people should see us as. We need to be the best version of ourselves, and let it be pleasing to the Lord. That should be one of our goals for 2022. So the next one is in the Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32. It says, instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. My emphasis on this is, I want to emphasize, is God through Christ has forgiven you. The past tense has, the word is past tense. It shows that God has already forgiven you. It's not like he's going to forgive you. He still has yet to forgive you. He has already forgiven you through who? His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for each and every one of us. Listen, the forgiveness of sin was the greatest thing that God could ever do. Because why? Because there was nothing that we could do to pay that back. We can't forgive ourselves. We can't earn enough or do enough good in order for God to find favor with God, right? So that's what he did. He forgave us. This says here, it says, instead, be kind to each other and tender-hearted, forgiving one another. It's important. Someone done you wrong. Somebody mistreated you. Somebody said something or things like that. The last thing I want to mention is forgive. Why? Because God is forgiving you. God is forgiving you. He's forgiving you not just through his Son, Jesus Christ, but he's also forgiving you of everything that you've ever done and will do. Right now, if you've done something that you know that you have a fault in, first of all, ask the person to forgive you. Second of all, if someone has done something wrong to you, then accept their forgiveness, okay? And number three, forgive yourself and ask God to forgive you so that you can be better and move on. And guess what? God will never hold his forgiveness back from you. He loves you. He loves you very much. So that's important. That's so important for us to understand. The first part of it, though, instead, be kind to each other and tenderhearted. Be loving and kind toward each other. don't sit back and think of wrong things to do, or even look down on a person or have bad thoughts about a person. Never be disgruntled toward a person, whether it's your friend, a relative, coworker, boss at job, at the job. Yes, I'm even speaking to myself on that. Listen, we can come into some challenging things, and the most challenging thing that we encounter is when it comes to each other, comes to one another. We can be very cruel to one another, and even worse yet is if it's a family member or a close friend. Listen, we want to make sure that we're not the one that's doing it. We're not the initiator, but we are the ones that are the peacemaker, the one that help people get through things. The last verse I want to leave you with is found in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. It says, since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You notice the characteristics right here, what he says? He says, number one, God chose you. I love that part, because a lot of times we don't feel like we're chosen by anybody sometimes. But guess what? Well, husbands, your wife chose you, and wives, your husband chose you. So yeah, I guess you can say that. But listen, God chose you to be his holy people. He loves. That means holy. That means set apart. All right. And then it says, you must clothe yourself with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Listen, think about this verse. Think about Colossians 3 and 12. Think about all the characteristics that come with this. I'm sure that these things that don't come naturally to us on a human level, but ask God to help you get these things. Tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Yes, you have all this year to ask God to help you with these things. And it's okay, because God loves to work on you. God loves to work with you. Remember, this is a journey. Don't put too much on yourself, but this is a journey. Take one step at a time. Take one day at a time. Continue to pray, continue to read your Bible, continue to ask God for direction, continue to help him to have him help you to improve you into being the man or woman he wants you to be, the child of God, the holy people he loves. Amen. So I want to just continue to encourage you. We got so much more that we're going to continue on throughout this year. We got a few more days left on this devotion. Don't just be the person that you are on Christmas, but be that way throughout the year. Be kind, be loving, be. So I'll be continuing on with more of the devotion, Merry and Bright, and we'll see what else God has to say throughout the rest of this devotion. And again, stay tuned for more of the different devotions that I'll be reading throughout the rest of this month, and also throughout the rest of the year and going forward. Also, I have some things that, like I said before, God is really working on with me, and I want to share those messages with you. Hope to this podcast would just continue to keep encouraging you and inspiring you, as well as you walk with this, with your journey with God, and as you grow and mature in the Lord. So, and that's what it's all about. It's about growing and maturing in God, and guess what? It takes a lifetime. It takes a lifetime to mature and to grow in Him and to learn more of Him. There's so much more to learn of God, but it's also so much more to learn about ourselves and our lives as we go forward as well. Okay. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today. I thank you so much again for taking the time to listen and just being a part of the listening audience. I will be talking to you soon. God bless you and your family. I'll be seeing you and talking to you next time.